I timed this year, so Bez Hashem, with Shavuos being a week from today, you have enough time to plan your menu after the share. Now, for those who already planned their menu and started cooking before the share, okay, you know, there's something to that. But to those who are first planning their menu this week, I hope this year you'll find something interesting about it. I entitled this year The Dairy Dilemma. Having a dairy suda, Shavuos night, day, or no way? Pashup shot, there's three choices. You could have a suda, a dairy suda, night. You could have a dairy suda during the day. And there are those that will not have a dairy suda. In my unscientific research, I was eating by someone's house, so I asked the lady of the home was talking about, she was on a food chat. I said, well, what are people saying about Shavuos, you know, the recipes for Shavuos? She says, oh, you don't want to start. Last week, people were talking about the recipes for Shavuos, and someone was talking about cooking milchiks, and people started fighting on the chat. You can't have milchiks on Shavuos. What are you doing?
They were having a food fight.
Right? Great line. They were having a food fight. Right, the virtual barbs were flying, you know, in the air. But yeah,
yes,
there is,
a hot topic.
You know, I call it the dairy dilemma. Maybe I should have called it the dairy debate. But yes,
it's called dairy delight.
I see you taking a side if you're calling it the dairy delight. But yes, this is something which there are a lot of strong opinions, and hopefully today's share will shed some light. Now, before we even get to anything, you do have to say, these halachas and what we're going to talk about, a big factor is always shalom bayis and always, you know, getting it right.
So we're done already, whatever the wife wants.
But it goes both ways, you'll see. Not so simple. So tune in for this. I didn't see any of the poskim speak it out, beferish, but, you know, seemingly this is the type of thing that people potentially could change from whatever they did in the past. They could switch. It might need, you know, quote unquote, hatar sandarim, say, oh, okay, until now we've done this, but, you know, from this point on, we want to.
You need vows annulled.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You might, but okay. It is something which, like many things in halacha, you learn and you know, it enlightens you. Before we begin the actual marmakomos, to mention that today's share is sponsored by the Lichtman family, Zeichen Nishmas Moshe Baruch Ben Chaim Eliezer, Elazar, whose 25th yahrzeit is this coming up Thursday. Shama should have an aliyah. Silver aliyah. But yes. Okay, so I want to go over the background. What is the basis of this whole idea of having melchiks on Shavuos? And actually, depending what the basis is, it might make a halachic nafkamina. So let us begin. This is literally at the end of Hilchos Pesach and Shavuos. Simin Tov Tzadi Gimel. The Rama writes in the piece over there, V'nogin l'shtoach asavim b'shvuos beis haknesses v'habatim. Very interesting. I put this together, why not? There is a minhag to have literally grass, flowers, in both shuls and people's homes. Zeichel simchas matan Torah. Matan Torah is viewed as a wedding. And it's a minhag to have flower arrangements, grass, shrubbery around. Maybe you get the cheap Xmas tree, right? It is a minhag to have these things around your shul and your house on Shavuos. Anyone who's ever not seen Washington Heights, the old Yakasha Kehila, Kaladasi Shurin, they have an elaborate display every year on Shavuos.
It's like a mafia funeral.
Yeah. As I was saying, maybe they get a discount. But they decorate the entire shul with all types of greens. You know, many shuls at least have some flower bouquet, you know, and definitely in one's home if you don't purchase flowers every Friday. But before Shavuos, there is an Indian. You know, huh? Good question. Someone asked, does the yeshiva? Yeah, the yeshiva, you know, doesn't necessarily do it. But yeah, I don't know that it's a minug. It's just, yeah, like many things. The yeshiva have a minug, we'll talk to the yeshiva, have a minug to, you know, to serve meat. If they have it, you know, like many things. The elaborate display in a shul that the German Kehila has is one of a kind. They go above and beyond, like you say, like the mafia. But many shuls have, you know, at least some type of flowers, you know, on Shavuos.
Yeah.
Very nice minhag, very nice idea. But with that, it's interesting. I was even dyke the lashon of the Ramah. For the flowers, there he says straight out, Vinogan. Like, everyone has this minhag. Shul's houses, flowers, Shavuos. The next lashon he uses, Vinogan bekama makomos. This is a minhag which is not as common. Vinogan bekama makomos. But I assume those kama makomos in Europe, when the Ramah wrote this, spread that we do know that in many, many areas across the Jewish world, you know, people are into dairy on Shavuos. I wonder, I didn't check with all the different tribes of Sfardim, is everyone into this minhag too? So Ramah bringing it. This is a European thing. I don't know. I feel bad. I should have done more research, you know, just in the minhagim. You know, Josh, you have any Sephardi friends? Do they eat milk on Shavuos?
With me.
Huh?
With me.
I don't want to say over his answer, but it was a good line. He says, yeah, they eat the milk with meat.
What does the Rambam have to say about it?
The Rambam, yeah.
So that would tell you what the Sephardim.
Yeah, yeah. But like I actually asked a someone from Mexican descent, though they're really Ashkenazi, but I asked him, what does your family do? He says, we only have meat. My father likes meat, period. Okay? Yeah. That is a basis lot of minhagim. But let us see the lashon inside. The Ramah writes, v'nogim b'kama makomos lecho machol echalav. It's a minhag in many places to eat dishes of milk, biyom rishon shavuos, on the first day of Shavuos. Okay, that's the minhag. The Ramah says, what's the basis of the minhag? V'nir li'atam shukamo shnei tafshim shalochim b'lal pasach. Zech l'pesach v'zech l'chakiga. Just like we have two cooked foods on the night of Pesach, one zecher, the carbon Pesach, one zecher, the carbon chagiga. Kein ochim malchol chalav v'achach malchol basar. There's a minhag, the way the Ramah is bringing it, is to eat milchiks. Maybe this is what you meant. To eat milchiks and then eat meat. To have both. Vitzrikam avi imayim deiz lachem al shulchan. Then the Ramah goes in. If you're going to have both milchiks and meat at the same table, it's during the same meal, you're going to need to have two breads because we're afraid. Vitzrikam avi imayim deiz lachem al shulchan. Shubamakam anzbeach. Then to match it, you'll have two lachams, two bikurim. Let me just read the Mishnah Berurah. I'm skipping to Yadalad for a minute. Ratzel Omer. Kishem shebepesach osin zecher lekarbon, kino tzrikim lasos b'shvuah zecher l'shtei alachem shayim mevi'in. Really, we're making a zecher to the carbon shtei alachem that you bring. Now, why normally would you need two breads? Val korchach ochin macholi chalav, v'yachach macholi basar. So, if you want to get to the shtei lechem, why do you need two breads? Because you're eating milk and then meat. That's the easy way how to do it. V'tzrikam lavi imayim shtei lechamim. You have to bring with two types of bread, two different breads. To also lechol basar v'chalav milachem echad. Because you're not supposed to eat milk and meat using the same bread. V'yish b'zeh zikron shtei lechem. So this is mamish, you have to go with the finger. Right? On Pesach, we have two cooked foods, Zecher, the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Chagiga. On Shavuos, we bring the Shtei Alachem, the two breads. So how are you going to bring two breads? Well, so I would say, I don't know, you have two bichalos. Yeah. Right? You want to put one with chocolate chips, one without. But that it doesn't sound that that's good enough, just to have two chalos on the table. They wanted to have two halachically distinct chalos. So how do you have two halachically distinct challahs on the table as a zecher for the shtei lechem? Oh, so you have milchiks and then fleishiks. Your milchik, the challah you eat with the milchiks has one din. The challah you eat with your fleishik has a second din. So this is like absolutely the back door, according to this reason, which is the only reason brought down in the Rambam. Why are we eating milk on Shavuos? Why are we having dairy on Shavuos? Because we want to have two types of bread. And the way to halakhically have two types of bread is milchic bread and fleishik bread. Now, we've done shiurim in the past. Not so simple. You can't really have milchic bread. You can't make bread with milk. But the bread you eat while you're eating dairy, especially in those days when bread was a staple and you're going from eating whatever you're eating, and you're eating that with the bread. So your hands are touching the bread while you're touching, let's say, your cheese. So that's milchic bread. And you have a separate bread when you're going to eat your meat. So really the whole idea of having dairy, according to this, the way the Rambam writes it, is just to distinguish between two types of breads. So if we just stop here, and you have a guy, as I mentioned before, says, I don't like dairy. I like meat. This doesn't sound like the strongest possible reason why to have dairy. You just want to set up a din of shtei lechem. Okay, it's a nice idea. But definitely is not directly pushing us to have a dairy meal. It's a very backdoor.
You're going to have your two challahs and your mekhem motzi on. Before you put milchiks on the table, take one away.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now that's one reason. I'll give you another reason, which is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but I found it in the Aruch HaShulchan. Very interesting idea. What happened to the Jewish people when they got the Torah? And it's really, it's the whole process from leaving Mitzrayim to basically 50 days later getting the Torah, was they went from a level of Tumah. They were Tumas Mitzrayim, right? We know they had to leave the Chipazon, they had to leave quickly because had they stayed any longer, they would hit the point of no return, 50th level of Tumah. And next thing you know, 50 days later, they go up and up and up, Madrega after Madrega, and they're ready, Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, Maimed Har Sinai, Chasna with Hashem, the highest level of Tahara. To mark that, we have Milchiks. What's the connection, Milchiks, and Tumah and Tahara? So, you can check the medical board. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, hey, milk is made up originating from blood. So just like milk is dam, it transforms from dam to chalav, so too the Jewish people transformed from tumah to tahara. Fascinating idea. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. It's not brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam himself doesn't bring this idea. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings this fascinating idea that if you want to epitomize this amazing thing that Jewish people flipped, Nahapachu, they went from Tumah to Tahara, the food that symbolizes that is milk, is dairy products. Because dairy is made up from blood. Very interesting idea. That pshat would be a direct reason why we're eating dairy. So that's a second reason why we have dairy on Shavuos. First one, the Rama brings because of the Shtei Alechem, to set up you having two breads. The second reason, the Aruch HaShulchan says, to signify this transformation that we have on Shavuos. And the third reason, which the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to show you in the Mishnah Berurah, brings, is probably the most common that people quote. And it's the easiest to say over to kindergarten kids. So that's what people know for the rest of their lives, right? So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, he writes, Ayin Magen Avram, V'ani Shemati Od B'Shem Gadol Echad. I heard a different reason besides what the Ramah says about the Shtei Alechem. There's another reason. He doesn't quote the Gadol Echad. Shematam Nachal Nazeh, Ki Be'esha Amdu Al Har Sinai, V'Kibol HaTorah. When the Jews stood in Har Sinai, and they accepted the Torah. Right? It was Sarsa Dibros. They got all the Torah, he writes, quoting Rav Sajagon. The Yerdim and Ahar Bateyan. So they went down post Maimon Har Sinai. They went down from the mountain to their houses. L'matzum Alecha. The husbands were all hungry. Busy day up there by the mountain. Comes home and asks his wife, what can we eat? I'm hungry right away. I can't wait. So she said, I guess we're going to have milchiks. Kima chalikolov. Kila basa tzarech hachana rabba. To eat meat, you need lots of preparation. Especially in those days. Or your grandmother's or mother's days. Right? Lishkot besakin baduk. You're going to have to shecht with a checked knife. Kashetziva Hashem, Lanaker Chute Achala Achila of Hadam, and you have to do Menaker, get off the Chela of the Dam, Ladiach, and to wash it off, Limloch, and to salt it, Lovashel Bekalim Chadashim, and to cook in your new Kalim, just arriving today by Amazon. Ki Kalim Shayulam Mikodem, Shabishlu, the Kalim that they had before, Shabishlubem Ba'o. But also, the kelim they used beforehand, that I guess they cooked for the kids who weren't by Maimon Har Sinai, I don't know, right? I don't know why they're cooking in the past 24 hours. But was also to them. So the husband said, okay, I'm asking him, the only thing we have to eat is milchiks. We make a zecher for it. I do find it quite interesting, this pshat. This is the most famous pshat. Why we have milchiks on Shavuos. It's because the husband came home, right? You were hungry. Your wife says, I have nothing prepared except for milchiks. So you had milchiks. Had milchiks. Why is that we have to do that now every year? Bishlama, according to the Ramah's reason, why do we have milchiks? To set up the din of a zecher of the Shtei Alechem. Okay, the Shtei Alechem is the karbanos of Shavuos, just like we do for the karbanos of Pesach. That makes sense. The idea of the Aruch HaShulchan, the idea of the Aruch HaShulchan, that we have milk, because milk symbolizes the change from Tumah to Tahara, from Dam to Chalav. So we want to symbolize the Jewish people's amazing metamorphosis from Tumah to Tahara. That's why we have milchiks.
Those are two reasons.
Right. Both of those are very nice. This third one, it happened to be when the Jews came home, the first meal that they were able to have was milchiks. And they were hungry. They weren't ready to wait. They weren't for the achanos. They had milchiks. So why do we do that now every Shavuos? So I'm saying this half in jest, but half. We see from here the importance of Shalom Bayis. Wow. The men were maskim to their wives. The guy came home hungry. Had nothing to eat. He wanted fleishiks. His wife says, we can't have fleishiks so quickly. He was maskim to his wife to have milchiks when he wanted to have fleishiks. We're going to mark that for generations, for Doros. Right? You're shaking your head no, but I'm not sure. It's a big deal.
It's that precedence.
Yes. And I think that is a good...
This is what we do. This is what they did, so this is what they did.
Exactly. I think it's a Shalom Bayis lesson. It's a good part to say over. Depends if your wife will like it, but... But what's the significance that happened? Right? It's a good question. Why are we signifying that this happened? Unless you're Machshav Shalom Bayis, this is a big deal.
But it was a wedding anyway.
That was a wedding with us and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, yeah. But quite fascinating. There are these three different reasons why we have on Shavuos, three different reasons why we have on Shavuos milchaks. Now, also, there's halachic nafkamina between these reasons. L'chora comes out that according to the reason of the Ramah, you 100% could be yotzei the din of milchaks even during a fleshik meal. Right? Pumverker, that's the way to do it. The way to have milchaks is to have it together with a fleshik meal. First have milchaks, then have fleshiks, and have your two breads. That's the preferred way. If you're going to do it and just have a plain milchik meal, realize you're not going to be yotzei the Ramah. People into having milchik meals, why do you have milchik meals? According to the Ramah's reasoning, you're supposed to have a milchik mixed together with a fleshik meal.
Are we only talking about the first night?
Well, get to where we're talking about. Whenever you're going to have this milchik meal, according to the Ramah's reason, it's got to be a mixed meal. Milchiks and meat. While according to the other reasons I gave, the Aruch HaShulchan's idea of the transformation, or the, I call it the Shalom Bayis idea of the Mishnah Berurah, that would support just a pure milchik meal. So it's a very interesting halachic nafkamina between these three different reasons why the minug is to have some milchiks. Very interesting. Okay.
For the person who comes home, they make kiddush. They have their cheesecake or whatever they choose, and then later on.
So I'm going to come back to that point a little bit later. But Josh, what you're bringing up is some people will do somewhat of a audible. They'll have a milchik a kiddush, then wash and have a fleshik meal. Okay. Yeah. So many people do such a thing, but I would point out that would not be Mekayim, the Ramah.
I'm not talking like, you know, you get home from Nate's at 9 o'clock and do this, and then go shlup for 4 hours and then have the food.
Right. Look, there's definitely very cultured people who do such things, but I'm just pointing out, in terms of you want to fulfill the idea of the Ramah, you have to have, the whole point is to have the bread with both the milchiks and the fleshiks, the shtei alechem. I'll get to whether it's a night or a day, but the meal, it's either one for now. The meal that you're going to have milchiks and fleshiks, according to the Ramah, they both have to be part of the bread suda, not a kiddush beforehand, if you want to be mekayim the letter of the law of this Ramah. Yeah, huh? No, you could. Benching's not an issue. You might have other issues with changing the tablecloth. Rabbi Sharfman gave, I believe, a share on this topic in general years ago. So there are multiple halakhas that come with it. I'm referring you there.
Are you supposed to have two meals in one night?
So we're going to talk about this. Hold on. We'll get to the practical. Right now, we just gave three different reasons what the background of the mitzvah of this minog is based on. And I'm pointing out that there are halakhic nafkaminas based on these different reasons of how to perform the meal. When we're going to have the meal, we'll get to. Yes?
You follow the law, you're definitely not having Shalom Bayis based on the Shulchan Aruch.
If you follow...
You have to have milk and inflation. You have to have milk and inflation.
That's a good point. What's being pointed out is the hardest meal for, the hardest thing for a wife to do would be to serve this milchik and fleishik meal is probably the hardest thing to do, maskim. But by the end of the share, we'll have a little twist on it. May not be so bad. I'm gonna get to it. Yeah, I'm gonna get to it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the idea of they didn't have milchiks that year. They didn't have able to eat fleishiks that year. So I just add a kasha. What is the significance of that? So that's what happened that year. Why are we mimicking that years later? Bishlam, according to the other reasons, there's a clear point. You want to make a zecher to the Shtei Alachan. You want to make this symbolic transformation. But that other reason, if you don't say Shalom Bayis, it's hard to understand why we're constantly doing that. Now, there are those. There really is a bigger issue on this minhag of having milchiks, and that is the broader issue of Simchas Yontif. I want to analyze that. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which is actually brought, just like this is the last, these are the last halachas in Hilchas Pesach. These are the last, what I'm about to go to is the last halachas in Hilchas Yontif. This is at the end of Chelek He in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look, there's a bir halacha. Bir halacha is talking about how do we have Simchas Yontif. There's a special mitzvah to have Simchas Yontif. How do we have Simchas Yontif nowadays? So the bir halacha reads like this. V'anashim bizman shebeis ha-migdash ha-yikayim ha-yo'ochim basar ha-shlamim la-simcha. K'dekseiv v'zvachtim shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta. Times of the Beis HaMikdash, we all made a big travel to Yerushalayim. Hashem just recently zocht to be there. You go up the hills. You know, it's a long travel, not easy. But you get a payday. Boy, there's a lot of meat in these carbon shlomims. And men eat more than even the meat you see in the Pesach hotels. Meat after meat, Kanayin Ahara. Men are happy. Yeah, fresh carbonos to eat. Good stuff. However, va'achshav she'ena beis hamikdash kayim, ein yodzin de'chov simcha el b'yayin. So firstly, the Chavetz Chaim writes, nowadays we don't have karbanos, you know how you do it? With wine. Not manashevetz. Shenemar v'yayin yismach levav enosh. Okay. Avo baser ein chovo lachshav ki'enim baser shlomim. The mitzvah v'zavachta is by karbanos. Just having your meat that you got at the butcher is not the kiyum of that din. But wine is. Wine is wine. Sounds like wine is okay. So really, me'ikar adin, how do we have simchas yantif? It's with wine. And this is important halacha, just as an agavorcha, you know, that people should try to have wine. Right on Yontif, like a hak, does grape juice a kiyum of that? Many say for this did not, even though we talked about for the alkosos, maybe, you know, Moshe has an opinion. This one, you know, Moshe says maybe not, but there are others. But for Simchas Yontif, which is coming up for Shavuos, right? Ideally, one should have wine. There's even a din Pesach and Sukkos Chol Moed to have wine. Same type of idea, Simchas Yontif. However, so there's no chiyuv to eat meat nowadays. Mitzvah yesh gam b'achilas baser, kiven she'emar bo simcha. Chavetz Chaim writes, there's no chiyuv to eat meat nowadays, but there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on Yontif to have meat. It's not a chiyuv, but you get a mitzvah if you do it. It's in between. Huh? No, he's viewing it as two levels. The language is specific.
You're not obligated to have
meat because the ideal meat is the karbanos. But if you do have it, there's a kiyum of the mitzvah. But it's not obligatory. So even with a mitzvah is a big deal. We try to do mitzvahs. We try to, and the mela, when we're balancing, okay, there's a minog to have a melchik meal. So I say, shkayach, there's a minog to have a melchik meal. But there's a mitzvah to have meat. So this already is a little bit of a stira. Now, if you're going to have the meal, which, as was pointed out, is the hardest meal for a wife to pull off, is to have milk and meat in the same meal. Okay, you're Yotze the Ramha, and you would be Yotze the Din, right? No one says that the mitzvah is only to eat meat. If you have milk and meat in the same meal, then you're okay. Then you get everything. You get the minog of milchiks, even according to the Rama, plus you get the mitzvah of basar. But the issue is going to be, but what about most people? Most people don't do, as was said, the double meal, where you're going to have milk and meat in the same meal. Rather, the common practice, and I saw the poskim of Shmuel Kamenetsky talks about this, the common practice is when you're having milchiks, you're having milchiks. The meal is milchiks. So what happens to this mitzvah to eat meat? What happens to this mitzvah?
Does the meat have to be with bread? Do you have a piece of salami after the meal?
So to keep the Ramah's, the letter of the law of the Ramah, yeah, you would need to have it with bread. But salami tastes good on bread. Put it on rye, Jewish rye.
Have a
bologna. Huh? No. Just have a separate piece of bread. It's still part of the meal. You don't. As long as you make a separation of the food. So this sort of contradiction. Are we going to have a milchik meal? Then we'll be mekayim, putting aside the Ramah's reason, but the other two reasons of having milchiks on Shavuos, if we have a milchik meal, we'll be mekayim that. But we're going to miss out on the mitzvah to have meat. So again, if you do the double meal, you got everything. That's the best. But you're not going to do the double meal. So what do you do? So there are those that say, okay, I'm just having fleishiks. I, the minog? This comes first. The mitzvah comes first. There are people that do that. There are people who there's a minog to have milchiks on Shavuos. Okay, I have a cheesecake for a kiddush. I find myself on Shavuos. My wife makes amazing cheesecakes. I barely am milchiks to be able to eat the cheesecake. Right? I mean, so, you know, it also gets an issue. You stay up all night. Depends what they're serving. And, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I get the milchiks in the morning, right, after davening, if you're going to stay up all night for the cheesecake. So I try to, you know, stay parev. And this way I can have cheesecake in the morning on the Yotze Zayin. But, you know, not so simple. But yes. Very good question. Very good question. What about fish? So this is where there's a very interesting difference, perhaps. On Shabbos, it's Indian to have a chash of a meal. So that's the idea of gefilte fish or tuna salad or whatever. I don't know what chash of tuna salad is. Right, but by Shal Shudas, to have that.
Yeah.
But this idea for Simchas Yontif, I believe fish does not work. Right. The ikerdin is the meat of the carbon. If that doesn't, okay, we don't have the carbonos, okay, but at least your piece of meat. Right? Also, hak, pashpshan, meat means meat and not chicken. But,
so you have to serve beef. You can't serve lamb.
It's called a lamb. But yeah. Now, so right now, the way we just set it up, Kamen, do we answer your questions?
Real quick, I'm just wondering, the chiyuv of meat, is that just by Shavuos or is that by Ol Yom Tov?
Ol Yom Tov. This is by Ol Yom Tov. These are general halachos yom tov now.
Guys, we know flashes. That's what we're up to, right?
Right. So either you do your flashes and, you know, have a piece of cheesecake somewhere along the line, or, right, or do the double meal. But what's the basis for a lot of what Klal Yisrael does? Most people have milchik meals. And in my survey, I found very few people that only have fleishiks. Again, my unscientific survey, majority of Klal Yisrael. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky brings this down in the Sefer. Most people have milchik meals. Right? I tried finding what Moshe Feinstein did. I assume he had milchiks, but don't talk. Oh, so we're going to get to that. Hold on. So, but what would be the basis to have, to sort of bypass this mitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov, to have meat? How can you just bypass such a mitzvah? Even though it's not a chiyuv, but it's still a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you're able to do. So what's the rationale, how this whole minhag really developed? How do we bypass, you know, the milchiks, the meat to do the milchiks? So I have a couple explanations to explain it. There's a Shari Tshuva here in Hilchas Yom Tov. He brings a Shagas Aryeh. It's very interesting. It says, Chayev Adam to have meat. He brings a Shagas Aryeh that writes, Hello, the mitzvah shel Simchas Yom Tov, who mitzvah zeh me'atorah afil bizman hazeh. Big idea. First of the Shagas Aryeh says, having meat on Yom Tov is a mitzvah zeh me'atorah nowadays. It even applies nowadays. Right? The Chafetz Chaim brought that nowadays it's only a zecher. Shagas Aryeh personally holds, no. It's a chiyuv nowadays, which only pumps up our question even stronger. If there's a real chiyuv to have meat nowadays, how are you going to have milchik meals? But the same person who makes it tougher makes it easier. And he writes, actually, v'nogas gam b'nashim. It applies to women too. Women can't just say, oh, I just do chicken, nothing heavy meat. He says it applies by women too. Vav shein lo karbanos, efshel kaim b'shar smachos. Okay? Makom mako. Right? Yeah, by women, they don't have to do karbanos. They don't have to do meat. That's not the way they do it. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah nowadays too. Makom makom below rishon shel yontif. On the first night of yontif, shein simcha lefanov, a mitzvah simcha noeg bo me'atara rak min rabbanan. So the Shagas Aryeh says, in a moment later, Shari Tzion brings a Magen Avraham who argues. But the Shagas Aryeh, who might say there's a chiv nowadays, but he says not at night. The Kabbalah support during the day. There's no chiv of eating meat at night. So thus, according to the Shagas Aryeh, you 100% could have a dairy meal at night. And it seems, again, unofficial surveys, people do it. Some people like having a dairy meal at night because they feel it's less heavy for them and they're going to try to sit and learn all night. People love to have their coffee and not just the creamers, right? So according to this, based on this Shagas Aryeh, he says he pumps up. He says there's a chiyuv nowadays to have basar. That's a chiyuv even nowadays. But it doesn't apply at night. It only applies during the day. And therefore, you can have a milchik meal 100% according to the Shagas Aryeh. Now, Lamaisa, the same Shari Tshuva, brings right after that a Magen Avraham, who says, no, of course it applies at night too. But to explain those who have a minhag to have a suda at night, you have the Shagas Aryeh behind you.
Yeah, but also has the Shagas Aryeh come to reconcile the fact that we didn't come home from the Tzibur the Torah at night either. I mean, the whole thing is by
okay,
day.
Interesting.
So Shagas Aryeh saying you have to have meat at night?
So he says, in general, there's a chiyuv for men to have meat, but it doesn't apply at night. It does not apply at night. Because karbanos are born during the day. Right. So you could have a milchik meal at night. And in fact, we'll see that I put on the top of the sheets who I found with a Sefer Orchis Rabbeinu from the Stipler. Acha b'lal shvua suda shal chalav. The Stipler would eat at night a milchik meal. Now you quoted me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky would have a mixed meal
in the morning.
Okay, that could be, you know, his wife's minhagim.
You know,
yeah, I don't know. But the Stipler would have, and this is Archos Rabbeinu, this is bona fide. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote the Haskama, he wrote most of these things. The Stipler had a milchik meal at night. Fleshik meal during the day, milchik at night. This is stum. There are people that, yeah, there's an, you know, if it helps you stay up, you know, if you want to stay up at night and that's it'll make your learning better, matov manoim, sure. Now again, you know, you want to be yotzi all the sheet, as Magen Avraham would say, even at night you should have meat. But if you know that's not happening and you're not having a double suda, here's one backing to have milchiks at night. But I could also explain milchiks during the day. But that you need to be a little more sophisticated. There's a svas emes. The svas emes is in the bottom of your sheets, right? Svas emes in the Sechet Sukkah. Shein tzorech l'kayim mitzvah simchas yontiv el pam echad b'yom. You only have to do mitzvah simchas yontiv once a day. L'fizem kavar kiyam es a mitzvah besudas layla ein tzorech l'kayim agan b'yom. If you had fleishiks the first night, so in the following day, you're able to have milchiks according to the svas emes, because the mitzvah of simchas yontiv doesn't have to be at every meal you have fleishiks. The Svas Emes is kula, is it has to be once a day.
Now, even during a
what?
Even during a kiddush.
Yeah, that for sure would work. But Lagabi Suda, he would give license to have a full milchik suda during the day, because that would you ready to yotze your suda during the night. So to recap what we got so far, and I'll give you one more last twist for Shalom Bais.
Is everything
that
has to do with
the Kirsten? It's easy to try not to get personal, but that's part of the twist. It's a newer twist. Right? And the twist is actually for somebody who was in the room a few minutes ago. But it's not here now. Now, so there are three... So far, we've gone through three different approaches how to handle Shavuos. Approach number one is to have meat at all meals. That you'd be yotze seemingly all the ideas of a mitzvah, perhaps even a chiyuv, to have basar on Yontif. What are you going to do about, what about the minog of having milchiks? Okay, so if you do like the Ramah says, you have a double meal, milchiks and fleishiks, two breads, great. You got that. Alternatively, what some people do is they have a milchik kiddush. They may not be the Ramah, but they're having milchiks, and then the meal they have fleishiks. Eat something in between, take a pause.
Be careful not to have
cheese. Yeah, Rabbi Sharfman goes through all the, you know, practical stuff in doing that. But yeah. So the first approach is to have meat. Meat, meat, meat. Second approach, if you want to have a milchik meal at night, you have a Shayas Arya to rely on. Because he says the whole inyan of eating basar is only during the day. If you want to have a milchik meal during the day, we have backing for that too. There's a Sfas Emes that says once you're Yotze at night, you don't need to do it also during the day. So I suppose can very much accommodating to people's minhagim, even though there's an inyan in Simchas Yontif, but this is what your family did, this is what your wife's family did. It's Kedai, you know, there's what to basis on to keep these minhagim of having your melchik meal. You don't necessarily have to change your whole menu plan after you hear this share.
There's no basis for only milk, it's all four meals.
Yeah.
People do that.
Huh? You know, you might have to switch according to the Sfas Emes, as long as you switch it. You don't have milchix both night and day. You have night fleishix, day milchix, and then you could have night milchix, day fleishix, as long as you mix and match according to the Sfas Emes, because one a day of meat. But I'll tell you one twist we came up with. My family, I checked, it's not just my wife, it's what her parents did, that's what my mother-in-law's parents, Rabbi Neumann, did. They would have the day meal, the first day, to have milchiks. But recently we've been having as a guest this family, that's makba to eat meat. So what do you do?
Whose family?
My family would have over this other family as a guest, but they're into eating meat.
I had one
spirit. So my wife came with a good chap. It goes with the times. We have a whole nice milchik meal. For dessert, my wife pulls out a charcuterie board. A meat board.
That's like 2022.
This is 2022. Now, I'm going to tell her if to make sure to have bread with it. To mekayim fully the ramah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Switch the tablecloth. But it's dessert. It could be pre-prepared ahead of time. It's cold. Doesn't have to be hot. It's very popular. You know, you slice it thin, it's not too heavy. But it's usually the type of dessert that gets cleaned out.
What is it?
Huh? A meat board. Charcuterie board.
Board. Pan dish.
Huh?
Like a pan dish?
Yeah.
It was the bread
mixed
meat or something.
Yeah. So pull that out at the end of a milchik meal. So then you yotze, chodeos. I hope I whet everyone's appetite. Right? Now we could exercise before we go through a busy yontif, a three-day yontif. Oh, boy. Yes. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for listening and wishing you a good yontif next week. We obviously will not have a share, but you're welcome to come here in the middle of the night.